The following vignette was submitted through our open vignette process at starshipexcelsior.com/write. You too could write for Excelsior. Tonight's episode, All Men Lie, by Alexandra Whitley.
Ahoy, Commander Janiah!
Captain? Mr. Lark said we're supposed to wear period costume.
Aha! So there is a party tonight. Where?
He didn't invite you.
He made me a bet, double or nothing. He still has the parties, and I have to find out where they are. And, more importantly, when.
Sorry, double or nothing of what?
Well, a couple years ago, I bet Alex I could get the Excelsior out of space dock on schedule. We ended up going double or nothing, but instead of paying up that night, he offered me a double or nothing I couldn't refuse. I lost that one, and I'd drunk through my stock of Saurian brandy on the way to the Anbar, anyway, so I proposed another double or nothing.
And you kept going? For 2 years? How much brandy do you actually owe him now if you lose?
Enough to bankrupt a modest, stellar republic. So I really need to win this one. Fortunately, he didn't realize I had the captain's pocket watch.
The watch that always knows what time it is. How's that help you with the party?
Take a look.
There's no watch face. It just says, party time?
Lorak thinks it's a tiny bit telepathic. I think it's a tiny bit magic. We have a running bet on it. So, where are we going? Some place where my freshly laundered dress whites don't count as period costume?
Laundered? Maybe. But don't you iron, sir?
I just ironed them for my, my medal ceremony thing. That commendation for original thinking.
You got a COT?
Yes. I was pilot of the Tokyo at Cardassia and broke formation to save the Romulan general and his crew. Brass wanted my head on a pike, but they couldn't punish me for saving an ally, right? So they called it original thinking. Of course, I dressed up for the medal ceremony. They were so mad pinning it on me.
Captain, the Battle of Cardassia was... You last ironed your dress uniform 9 years ago?
It hasn't been 9 years since the war. It's been, Let's not get hung up on details. I heard we're getting new dress uniforms next year anyway. Still haven't told me where we're going.
I'm going on a date, sir, so I really don't need the escort.
Hi, how's it going with Chief Myers, then?
Jack? Why has the rumor mill decided I'm dating Jack? Curly asked the honor of escorting me to the ball.
Curly? The big guy in the civilian union looks like a model? What's he actually do?
He's the ship's esthetician.
Oh, the barber.
Among other stylistic concerns, I was getting a pedicure and... I guess you wouldn't have crossed paths with him, sir.
True. Bolians don't need a lot of haircuts.
I was actually referring to your, sartorial sense, sir.
My satirical... what? Wow, this is gorgeous. Where's this holo program set? Delta 4?
600 years ago, on a planet called Portugal.
Portugal? Isn't that on Earth? You're human, right?
Half. And I got this dress after taking the boat from Dublin to Lisbon as a teenager. It still fits.
Well, if it isn't the most gorgeous girl in the galaxy.
Excuse me, Captain. You're a liar, Curly, but thank you.
Sir! Over here, sir!
Major! And the rest of the senior staff. And Encinado.
Your first officer was just telling us all about the big bet tonight.
He was mid-sentence when you walked in. You should have seen his face crumple.
Double or nothing, sir.
You already owe him enough brandy to give Ronic Vex's entire pirate fleet alcohol poisoning.
Which is even more than Melissa's had tonight.
What kind of action would make me want to risk that?
Kestra's date.
Yeah.
I bet they break up.
Plenty of first dates don't lead to a second, number one.
Within 10 minutes.
Kestra and Curly's date is over in 10 minutes? From now? That's your comeback bet?
Yep. Double or nothing?
Either you know something or you're completely desperate.
Take the bet and find out.
Oh?
That is the sweet, sweet voice of desperation talking. I'm in. Soon you'll owe me more Saurian brandy than is known to exist in the galaxy.
Now comes the hard part, of course.
And what's that, Keenash?
Obviously, listening in. Crew on the scattered shift, they can maintain a Heron Rock goal when we're at war. The people and the machines, it's a symbiosis, you know?
Oh, stop. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, well, a Heron Rock bubble is a pretty simple warp concept, really. It works by...
No, really. Stop. It's kind of boring.
Oh. All right. So, what do you enjoy out here in the Delta Quadrant?
I like to set goals for myself.
Oh?
At each of the Davidian Consortium worlds we visited, I like to choose one beauty product from their catalog. And then I get it. And then, when it's in your hand, you feel so powerful.
Ah.
My career is about vanity. And people say vanity is a bad thing, but it's a good thing. Vanity is about beauty. And you can find beauty in lots of unexpected places.
So, where's someplace unexpected you found beauty?
Have you heard of Vincent Van Gogh?
Yes?
Van Gogh saw this ugly old chair, and he made a painting of that chair. Now, that painting must be worth 1,000 bars of latinum.
Setting aside whether latinum measures beauty, that's where Van Gogh found beauty. Where's somewhere unexpected where you found beauty?
I guess I don't have an answer to that.
You know, I got in a starship to see things that no one would believe existed if we didn't discover them in person. And I don't think I'd believe that you existed if I hadn't just spoken with you for myself.
That's a good thing?
This time around, I'm afraid it's not.
I'll just go chat with the next pretty redhead over.
Yes, if you please.
All right. Good night, Kistrel.
Oh, boy. Now where am I going to go for a pedicure? And I was so looking forward to dancing. At least I can join the senior staff. What happened to be leaning over at the table right behind me?
Like I was just asking. On Trill, do they call leopard print dresses people print dresses?
Well, we... That depends.
On?
On what the hell a leopard is. No, really. What did she just ask me?
Oh, Kestra. Didn't see you there.
We saved a chair for you, though.
Oh, Jehoshaphat.
Aren't you happy to see our chief engineer?
Double or nothing. You knew.
I guessed. I've seen him operate before.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I'll get another round from the, barkeep?
The sommelier! You know, Kestra, I think you did a better job preparing for tonight than anyone else on the senior staff. The dress is perfect for the setting. Did you actually fill out your programme du bal?
For all the good it did me, I told people my dance card was full because I thought there was more to that lunk than met the eye. You like the dress?
I like your posture even better. You could have walked straight out of one of my holo novels. I asked the whole senior staff to set an immersive example for the crew, but most of them are treating this party like it's just another Delta Lounge get-together.
Now, to be fair, I am not Commander Neva. I am the being that looks like Commander Neva.
Oh, so we're trying that again.
Is it just me, or can this crew not hold its liquor?
It's not just you, Mom.
I think you're holding it a little too well, Major.
Somebody has to, Mom.
I've got enough drinks in me to think the being who looks like the Alcar being looks pretty good.
Say what now?
I have more of the smelly stuff.
Tsuka-chan, let's arm wrestle.
The point of order? Yubari has bionic arms.
Asuka will just let me push against her hand and see if I can budge it.
Why not?
Smelly stuff. Sommelier. It's wine.
Sure, number one. Want to go double or nothing on this arm wrestle?
You ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Ado, count us down.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't believe that standing and pushing with both arms while bracing your legs against the table is a legal arm wrestling movement.
I didn't hurt you, did I?
Oh, ow. The doctor just put me in sick bay.
Oops. Let me scan you.
I'm fine, Melissa. You don't usually kick loose like this. It's nice.
Excuse me?
Jack, is something wrong in engineering? You need me down there?
No,
why are you so pale? You look half dead of fright.
I overheard that you might have a little extra space on your dance card. And I was wondering, well, boss lady, I was wondering if I might have the honor of a dance.
Let's take this conversation away from the betting pools.
The what?
You, don't think it'd be weird tomorrow at Scrum?
If it's already going to be weird, I might as well ask you on a date. We could make Rizian pumpkin bread.
Trying to impress a girl who bakes by replicating baked goods from her mother's planet.
Who said anything about replicating?
You bake? You're yanking my chain!
Cupcakes from Temtibi Lagoon don't lie.
All men lie.
Now, that's not a sentiment I expected to hear in the 24th century.
Everybody lies. You know, if they're amorously minded, we're all just a bunch of trillium peacocks, ornamenting ourselves with fake feathers.
That sounds like someone who doesn't expect people to treat her as well as she treats them.
If you met my last couple of dates... Jack, I mentioned my dance card a long time before you came over to the table.
I was screwing up every ounce of pluck in my body to ask you out, and I have officially used it all up, so now I'm going to go stand where I'm less nervous.
That's very honest. Jack, wait!
Yeah, boss lady?
One dance. We'll see about the bacon some night when I'm not feeling quite so cynical.
Delighted. May I initial your programme du bal, Doña Kestra?
But of course. I'll try not to step on your feet.
No worries. I wore reinforced shoes.
What? Why?
I did hear about the Ferdian ambassador's hoof, and I didn't want you to feel bad.
Jack?
If... Yes?
There is such a thing as too much honesty.
In that episode, Kestra Janiah was played by Jacqueline Luco. Chief Jack Myers was Sean Burgos. Curly, Alexander Cole. Alcar Dovan, Larry Phelan. Neva, Kennedy. Alex Laura, Samuel Gillis. Dr. Sharp, Edison Potter. Asuki Ibarri, Caitlin Haney. The Major, Chris Bainbridge. Ensign Adal, Carla Bandana. Narrator, Mike Hennessy. Directed by Alexandra Woodley. Executive producer, James Haney. Artwork by John Boss. Theme song by Samuel Gillis. Full music credits at StarshipExcelsior.com. Special thanks to Carla Bandera and Gene Roddenberry. Please leave us a review on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use. Your feedback really helps. Starship Excelsior will return with whatever episode we finish next. Will it be Shakedown? Will it be Nurturing Life? Will it be Listen? We don't know yet, but we're excited to find out.
Sorry. So sorry.
No, it's fine. The
reinforced shoes.